the bed unmade. Panic rose in her throat. Papa? The silence pressed upon her. Unlike the usual sounds emanating from this room, his murmurs and restless movements. Her eyes darted around the small chamber. The realization that he was not there, that he had somehow slipped away without her, sent a surge of fear through her. Where could he have gone? And in what state of mind? Setting the coffee aside, she hurried back into the main room, her eyes sweeping from one wall to another for any clue of his whereabouts. But the room offered no answers, only the stark reality of their life. The cot, the stove, the open, battered trunk holding the few belongings that spoke of their fall from a former place of pride. Wait, open? She'd not left it open. Alara went to the trunk, taking in the pieces of the past. She realized at once what was missing. Her father's old top hat and his alchemy notebook, the one he swore held the answers to turning worthless materials from their natural state into gold. She rushed back to his room. There had to be something else, something more. She tossed the bedclothes onto the floor, then looked beneath the mattress, and finally saw a bit of newspaper spread out. She snatched it up and read through the smudged dirt and ink on the old ivory-coloured paper. Advertisements for hair tonic, country estates and bills for theatricals were all she found, until she came across one dreaded word. Gold. Oh no. The Duke of Sutton has returned to London for the parliamentary season, claiming greater understanding of the magic and alchemic reasoning needed for the transformation of baser metals into gold. She squeezed her eyes closed. Should she rush to the Houses of Parliament? Would he have gone there? She looked at the paper again, the text blurring, until she blinked back her exhaustion. The announcement of the Duke's return mentioned his address. Friends of His Grace may call upon his family at No. 10 Mayfair. Alara's thoughts turned frantic. She needed to find him, to bring him back to the safety of their home, such as it was. She grabbed her cloak, throwing it around her shoulders, and departed into the unfriendly fog of a London morning. They lived at the edge of St. Giles, not in the rookery proper, but close enough that she had learned, for her safety, to blend into the shadows and avoid being seen coming and going from her home. Her breath formed little puffs of mist as she quickened her pace, her mind racing with worry. The streets of St. Giles, though quieter at this early hour, still held an air of menace. The distance to the Duke's residence was not insubstantial, especially on foot, but she couldn't afford any other mode of transportation. Her only option was to walk, to push through the fatigue and fear that threatened to overwhelm her. Reaching Mayfair, the elegant townhouses and well-dressed inhabitants were a world away from her own life. She tried to make herself as inconspicuous as possible, keeping to the edge of the pavement, her gaze fixed ahead. Number 10 loomed before her, its grand facade intimidating. She hesitated, uncertainty gripping her. Could her father really be here, drawn by some deluded hope sparked by the Duke's announcement? Steeling herself, Alara approached the house. The imposing entrance, suited for nobility and their esteemed guests, was not for her. She skirted around the side, her steps leading her to the lower door, the servant's entrance. Taking a deep breath, Alara rang the bell. The jingle seemed to echo into the stairwell and out into the avenue above. She waited, her mind racing with thoughts of her father wandering aimlessly through the streets, or worse, speaking of alchemical dreams to the powerful man within the house's walls. The door opened, and a maid peered out. She had whiskers,